Alibaba's annual Singles Day shopping extravaganza was shaping up to be a more muted event this year against a backdrop of regulatory crackdowns in China and global supply chain disruptions. We have Yahoo Finance tech editor Dan Howley here now for more. And Dan, Singles Day is, of course, a little bit of a misnomer given that the event actually now takes place over multiple days. But what are sales trends shaping up to look like right now?
Yeah, so far, Alibaba hasn't released any numbers for sales for this year. They did give us some numbers from last year, $74 billion from the first day to the 11th. They're running it from the 11th, from the first to the 11th. They have sales on the first 2 days. Then they have a regular purchasing period, and then the final day of sales where they do different types of live streams. This year, though, as you said, it's kind of muted against the backdrop of those regulatory crackdowns. They actually had a social good aspect to it this year where they're trying to raise money for or reserve for elephants in China. JD.com, though, which is Alibaba's rival, is kind of going against the grain. Obviously, not making as much money as Alibaba. It's originally Alibaba's day, but JD.com jumped on it, much how you know the likes of Walmart and Target jump on Amazon Prime Day. And what they've seen is obviously billions in sales so far. We're talking in the 50s, low $50 billion mark. Nothing official yet, no final numbers, but we're expecting those. We're also expecting that from Alibaba at some point after 11 o'clock a.m. Eastern, they will release those final numbers. And it's also worth pointing out that the JD.com began accepting the digital yuan this year. That's something that's interesting. It's the Chinese government's digital currency. It's been tested in different areas of the country, but now it's actually being accepted, and JD.com said that they had seen a number of consumers start using it. So it'll be interesting to see what we eventually get out of Alibaba, though, as far as the sales go this year, especially as they have to deal with those regulatory issues, obviously being slapped by the Chinese government for monopolistic behavior to the tune of a few billion dollars. So we'll see what they have to say as far as the actual sales go. 290,000 brands, though, were part of the celebration, and it's obviously the 13th one for this year.
Hey, Dan, what else can you tell us about this use of the Chinese national cryptocurrency being accepted by JD? Are the other sites also accepting this? And, you know, I don't know if I know you're not a crypto guy, you're a tech guy, but I just wonder how widespread it is.
Yeah, so this is something that they actually are testing in different cities in the country. So it's not necessarily new, but it is something that they're just trying to use at a large scale right now. And that's why JD.com went ahead and started accepting it. In fact, for people who used it, they would get about $2 or so to use for whatever goods they wanted in terms of that digital yuan. So obviously, it's something that the government is excited for them to test. It puts them certainly in the government's good graces compared to Alibaba, especially, which has had those issues, you know, Ant Financial with Jack Ma. So it really is kind of a benefit to them, but it's not necessarily new that other places are using this. Like I said, there are different cities that have been test trying this just to see what it is. And just so everybody knows, this is not a cryptocurrency. This is just a digital version of their general currency. So it basically is meant to replace bills and coins. So it is interesting, though, that we are seeing some users picking this up. I think it was around 100,000 users had started using it on JD.com this year.
All right, we'll leave it there. Yahoo Finance tech editor Dan Howley, thank you so much.